We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Chof Tes. Being that today is Chof Sivan, 20 days in Sivan, which is a day which Rav Nosson Zal speaks about on Likutei Halachos, one of the rare occasions, this was a date in one of the years, about 100, more than 100, I think a few hundred years before Rabbeinu Zal was born, when there were many people saying at that time that Moshiach, that year was a year that Moshiach was destined to come. And instead, there were terrible, terrible pogroms that year, worse than they had been in a very long time. Thousands of Yidden were murdered in vicious ways and died al Kiddush Hashem. And the Chachamim established this day, Chof Sivan, as a fast. It's not as popular as the fasts Shavuos or B'Tammuz, those, but some Sidurim, especially some of the newer Sidurim that are printed, have Slichas at the back. The Slichas is for Chof Sivan. And in Breslov Me'esharim, the custom is that they take one of those Slichas, one of those chapters, the longest chapters, and they recite it out loud, in the morning, after davening, this Chof Sivan. All the way at the end of Likutei Halachos in Choshen Mishpat, Rav Nosson Zal has a whole, one of the most incredible discussions where he talks about this topic, why it is that there were a few times in history, certain dates which the Zohar HaKadosh gives, and dates which other very great rabbis gave, where they felt very confident that Moshiach was scheduled to come on that day. And instead we find major, major massacres. And Rav Nosson Zal Likutei Halachos gives a fantastic explanation based on a chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Samach Zayin, in the first half of Likutei Moran. So I want to dedicate the learning today, Le'ilo Nishmas, these Kedoshim, the Kedoshim that were murdered in Chof Sivan, and they should all be Melitzei Toi for us. They should be Mispal for us, to have that Moshiach should come at the right time, fast. Okay. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vze bechinas Yaakov, v'Leia, v'Rachel." What we've been learning till now on the topic of Torah and Tefillah ties in very much to the concepts of Yaakov Avinu, Leia, and Rachel. Rachel ze bechinas Torah shebal peh, k'may shekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'simin yud beis b'Torah tila l'David. Rachel symbolizes Torah shebal peh, the Gemara, because the Gemara says Rachel means a sheep. That's the literal. That's one of the translations of the word Rachel, and the Gemara says that the Torah Shebal Peh is like a sheep before it's shorn. Meaning, you can constantly share. You share off all the wool, and it grows right back. Just like Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh. You learn it. You learn the whole thing. You understood it. Now you go back, learn it again, and you get a whole new round of knowledge and of ideas, new concepts. It's something that's constantly producing. So the Gemara uses this wording that the Torah Shebal Peh is Kerochel Lefnei Goizeseho. So Rav Nosson Zal says Rochel represents Torah Shebal Peh. Leia Zebechinas Tfila. Leia represents Tfila. Bechinas Ve'enei Leia Rakois. As the Torah says clearly, that Leia Imenu, her eyes were swollen from crying. She was constantly crying that Hashem should save her. She shouldn't have to marry Esav Harosha. The Gemara says that they had Ruach HaKodesh, Rachel and Leah, and they knew that Yitzchak Avinu had two sons, Lavan had two daughters, and they were destined to be this, one for one. And Leah assumed she's the older one, she's going to be for Esav. So she cried all the time that Hashem should save her from marrying a Rasha. And the Gemara says she would always sit at the crossroads and she would ask people constantly any news with Esav, meaning she was waiting to see if her tefillah had accomplished that maybe he did tshuva. She was mispalled the whole time, who knows, maybe he'll turn around. So Leah is known for her tefillah. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Bivchi Yavoyu Ubetachnunem Oivileim. Hashem says the Yidden will come with crying and with pleadings. I'll lead them out of Golas. So that's what Leah represents. Yaakov Zebechinas Klolius HaTorah. Yaakov Avinu represents the entire Torah. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Toiro Tzivalonu Moshe, Moirosho Kehilas Yaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the Torah, which is the heritage of the community of Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov represents Torah in general. Rochel is Torah Shebal Peh, Leah is Tefillah. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Exactly. Hayinu Bechinas Torah Shebichsav. Yaakov Avinu represents the written Torah. Ki Torah Shebichsav Torah Shebal Peh, Hein Bechinas Ish Veisha, Bechinas Yaakov V'Rochel, Ki Yodua. Because it's brought throughout Sifrei Kabbalah that the written Torah and the oral Torah, Torah Shebichsav Torah Shebal Peh, are a concept of male and female. Because also the Torah Shebal Peh is nothing on its own except what it receives from Torah Shebichsav. There's not, the Gemara says, Lekedova de Lebermisa by Raisa. There's nothing in the Gemara that doesn't have a basis in Chumash, a Pasuk in Chumash, a Pasuk in Novi, or something like that. So the written Torah, the Torah Shebichsav, is compared to the male, the husband. The Torah Shebal Peh is like the woman from whom the man produces children. The Torah Shebal Peh is, the, like we said yesterday, the children that are produced from the Torah Shebichsav, chidushim, halachas, thousands of halachas and new revelations that are all based on the Torah Shebichsav. Ukvar biarnu she'ikar hatfila she'oisin mitoira hu'alidei Torah Shebal Peh. We learned earlier that in order for a person to really do this right, to make tefillos out of his toiros, he really needs Torah Shebal Peh. Because in the Torah Shebichsav, it's very short. The mitzvah of tefillin is one line in the Torah Shebichsav. How much could you daven on that one line, in a sense? Whereas in Torah Shebal Peh, there could be 40, 50 pages on the mitzvah of tefillin. All kinds of details and what tefillin leads to. And if a person zeichet have tefillin and tzitzis and mezuzah, it's a triple-stranded string that ties the person to Hashem. He'll never be separated. So the main success in being able to make Torah from tefillah, we're talking about Torah Shebal Peh. A person learning the Torah Shebal Peh, and that'll give him chomer, that'll give him material from which to make a lot of tefillos. That's one reason. And also, Shehi Bechinas Chidushin Doiraiso Hanimshochem Mishloish Esrei Midos. We know that the Torah Shebal Peh is revelations of Torah that are derived using the 13 formulas, Kal v'choyma, Gzeira Shova, the 13 midos Shatorah and Drashas Bem, Shesharoshon, Yud Gimel, Tikune Dikno Kadisha, where the source of these 13 formulas is the 13 tikunim of the beard, Kaviochel. This is talking in spiritual terms. We know that the beard represents, the Hebrew word for beard is Zokain. Zokain means old. And Zokain also means beard. Zokain means age in terms of knowledge. Knowledge, mellowness, kindness. That's what Zokain represents. The Gemara says when Hashem appeared on Har Sinai, he appeared like a Zokain mole rachmim, like an old man full of kindness. So the term Zokain, which means an old man, also is the Hebrew word for the beard, because the beard, in Kabbalistic terms, the Zohar Kodesh says the beard possesses in it 13 tikkunim, 13 spiritual levels corresponding to the 13 midos of kindness of Hashem, corresponding to these 13 formulas which we use to bring out the full depth of the Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Shalidei zeh daiko yoidin la'asos me'atoros tefilos. Through the Torah Shebal Peh, through these 13 formulas, a person is zeichet to really get to know how to make Torah into tefillah. Shehim bechinas shloishes remidos shel rachmim. The tefillos that are made from Torah are like the 13 attributes of kindness which draw from the 13 formulas of the Torah. They're all connected. V'alkein, and it's for this reason that the Zohar HaKadosh says, Leia v'rochel kechodach shivi, that Leah and Rochel are like one. Ukemuva bezoyer hakodesh bekitzi arizal. Shaleah v'Rochel kechodach shivi. Ki lefomim nichlolin bepartzuf echod. Because at times, the spiritual level called Rochel and the spiritual level called Leah merge together. They become one. Just like the Gemara says, Yaakov v'Yosef kechodach shivi. Yaakov and Yosef are like one. The Gemara says if you study the life of Yaakov Avinu and the life of Yosef HaTzadik, they paralleled each other exactly. This one left home for so many years, this one left home for so many years, this one had this, you know. So here we know that the Kabbalistically, Rachel and Leah are sometimes considered like one. V'Yaakov shehu yisoid ha-toyer b'chinas Torah shebichsav ho-yakol avoidosoi b'rochel shebichinas Torah shebalpeh. Yaakov Avinu, who we said represents the written Torah, his main avoidah was with Rachel, who represents the Torah shebalpeh. Ki ein shleimus l'Torah shebichsav b'loy Torah shebalpeh. Because the written Torah is incomplete without the Gemara, without the world Torah. It's impossible for a person to do the mitzvahs or to really produce in Torah without the Gemara, because the written Torah has so little. It's written in such short form. Because from the written Torah, we don't know the full story of any mitzvah. Ki kol mitzvah tefillin lo nemro ki im beposuk echod. The entire mitzvah of tefillin, which has tens of pages of Gemara and maybe 100 pages in Shulchan Aruch, in the Chumash it's one line, ukshartam lois al yadecha vayula toitofoyis bein enecha. That's it, period. By studying the Chumash alone, you would know if tefillin are supposed to be made from leather or from gold or silver. Where do you put the tefillin? How do you tie the tefillin? V'chein shar dinei tefillin hamarubim kulam einon miyodim kimal yidei Torah shebalpeh. And the multitude of laws of tefillin, we don't get it from the Torah shebichsav. We know it only through the Torah shebalpeh. V'chein b'shari mitzvahs, and the same thing is true about all the mitzvahs pretty much. V'alkein hoyakol avoidosoi shel Yaakov b'Rachel. And it's for this reason that Yaakov Avinu's main interest was in Rachel. And that's the one whom he worked the extra 7 years for, and that's the one who he seemed to be after the most, because of this important connection between the written Torah and the oral Torah, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebalpeh. The Torah Shebichsav needs the Torah Shebalpeh desperately, because without the Torah Shebalpeh, the Torah Shebichsav is almost nothing, chas v'sheh, it's so little. Aval be'emes, yefsher lizkois lekiyum ha-toyro v'amitzvahs b'shleimus, shehim b'chinas Yaakov v'rochel, kiyim al yidei tfilo v'tachnunim v'kanal. However, as we learned earlier, with all the importance of Yaakov and Rochel, a Jew will not succeed in fulfilling the Torah without Leah, without the tefillah. The tefillah is a super critical part in order to help the person be zecher to fulfill the Torah and mitzvahs. Rav Nosson Zal gave us a proof, because after Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah on Har Sinai, the written Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim for 40 days to get the Torah Shabbat Peh, he came down and the Yidden were in the middle of the Egel HaZov. Egel HaZov and Meraglim and... What happened? They had the Torah. What went wrong? What went wrong is they didn't yet have Shleimus HaTfilah. Rav Nosson Zal went on to show that that only came generations later, when you had Dovid HaMelech, who wrote the Sefer Tehillim. The Sefer Tehillim is the five books of Tehillim, which correspond to the five books of the Torah. That's when you had a first example of Torah and Tefillah b'Shleimus. So therefore, it's impossible for a person to be zecher to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs b'shleimus without tefillah and tachnunim, shem b'chinas Leah. Umachma she'toyru tefillah him kluyim zebozeh, and because Torah and tefillah are so dependent on each other, she'yef she'lizkois le'toyra kimal yidei tefillah, it's impossible to be zecher to real Torah without tefillah. And a person can't really daven properly without Torah. Without Torah, he doesn't know what to daven for. And his tefillah doesn't have chayin and all different important things that the Torah gives to the tefillah. Ki tzrichin la'asos me'ha'Torah tefillah. V'alkein tzrichin lilmoy Torah kedei leida ma'a le'hispalel. Therefore, a person has to learn Torah to know what to daven. V'la'asos me'ha'Torah tefillah, and to take the Torah that he learns and make tefillahs from it. Aval gam lizkois lilmoy Torah tzrichin l'tefillah. But even before that, words, we just said that after a person learned Torah, in order to be zecher to fulfill the Torah, he needs tefillah. But then Rav Nosson Zal says, but even before you start learning Torah, you need tefillah. Ukamoshana Mispalin Bacholyam, like we daven every single day in the morning, Vaho Ereinenu Besoira Secha, Hashem, open my eyes, let me be Zecha to understand the Torah properly and everything. So we see that there's tefillah before Torah and there's tefillah after Torah. V'sein b'libeinu bina, l'hoven or l'haskil, lil moed olamid, we beg Hashem, give me the understanding to be zecha to learn the right way and to teach Torah. U'machmazeh, ein yoidin mehechon haschola. And because of this situation, that you need tefillah before Torah, you need tefillah after Torah, and you need Torah to be able to know what to daven for, so where do I start? How do I get started? And as Rabbeinu Zal says in the Likutei Moran, sheyesh kama dvorim she'ein yoidin ha'haschola. There's a number of situations like this, cycles in Yiddishkeit, where A leads to B and B leads to C and C leads to A, and a person starts to think that, then where do I start? Hold on a second, where's the beginning? V'alkein afilu Yaakov avinu olav shalom lo yoha yochoy la'amoy d'ladovor. And it's for this reason that even Yaakov avinu didn't realize completely, didn't understand this completely. V'sovar shebehechrech lezdabek tchila barochel, shebechines Torah shebalpeh. And that's why Yaakov Avinu thought that the first one he has to connect with is Rochel, which is the Torah shebalpeh. Ki lechoyra nirakach shetzrichen lahaschel mei esek ha-Torah kanal. Because some, logically a little, it appears like this. It seems to a person that that's where you really have to start from. You have to start from Torah. And in most yeshivas, even in most Baal Tshuva yeshivas, this is what a person comes in and they tell him, listen, you want to be Jewish, you want to be a human being, you need Torah, you have to learn Torah, period. Vegam kileo, that's one reason is because it seems to people that that's what you really have to start from. Now Rabbi Nosnal gives an additional reason. Vegam kileo, hibachinas alma diskasya. V'rochel hi b'chinas alma dizgalia. The Zohar HaKadosh says that kaviyochel, there are two shechinas. When we speak about Hashem and the shechina, Hashem and the spirit of Hashem, or we talk about Hashem kaviyochel, male, and Hashem female, even though we know that there is no physicality, this has nothing to do with physical, this is spiritual concepts. So most people know Hashem and the shechina. If you learn the Zohar HaKadosh, you find out that there are two Shechinas. Just like in Hashem's name, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, there are two Heys. And He is feminine. The He represents Nekeva, female. The first He represents the upper Shechina, which is called Leia. The second He represents the lower Shechina, which is called Rachel. Leia corresponds to Bina. Rachel corresponds to Malchus. And this is discussed hundreds of times in the Zohar HaKadosh, in Rabbeinu Zal's forum, this comes up repeatedly. So now, the lower Shechina, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, is Bizgalia. It's more revealed, more available. The Malchus is a much lower level. Leia, which represents the upper Shechina, Bina, is a much, much higher level, and it's called Biskasia. It's covered up, hidden. This is one of the reasons why the Zohar HaKadosh says, Rachel is buried in Kever Rachel. Where is Kever Rachel? Out on the street. It's Emaderech, you know, at the crossroads. Leah is buried inside the Moras HaMachpelah, Biskasia. Hainu ki Rochel, Shibchinas Torah Shebalpeh, Zebchinas Alma Dizgalia. Rochel, who we learned earlier, represents Torah Shebalpeh. That's the revealed. That's what's more revealed. Ki Mailas Chidushin Doiraisa. Hakol Royim, because the benefits and the pleasures of Gemara, of Chidushei Torah, everybody can relate to that. Everybody realizes that. V'choviv b'nei kol b'nei oylam, and everybody enjoys that. Who doesn't enjoy learning Gemara? Wow, Torah, you know, and especially Gemara, it's so interesting, it's so complicated, it's so deep, it's so profound. Because the Torah Shebalpeh has in it chachma and tremendous seichel, which anybody can see. Anybody, you know, learns it, they read it, they see it. And that's something that everybody respects. Everybody respects a chacham. Somebody who can say over something interesting, something profound. Ooh, wow. He's an important person. Ki ha-chochma techaya. And we know that the Pasuk says in Koheles, chochma gives life. V'hi chashuva b'nei ha-koel. And it's respected by all. U'kama shekosov Rabbeinu ba-ha-toyra mi she'edem Eretz Yisrael. And as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this, in chapter 40, in the second half of Likut Imran, he mentions this concept that chachma is something that everybody enjoys and respects. Avoleya shehi bechinas tefila, he bechinas alma diskasya. Whereas Leah, who represents tefila, which the Zohar Kosh calls more hidden, ki chashivus umaylas hatefila sosum venelon me'ein koil, because the importance and the specialness of tefila is something that's hidden from everybody. You don't see it. You don't see the effects of tefillah right away. People don't necessarily understand tefillah. People have thousands of questions. What do you mean? If Hashem can read my mind, why do I have to say it? There's billions of, you know, it's not so clear. Ki tefillah hirak bechinas emuna. Because tefillah is not chachma v'sechel. Tefillah is emuna. Rabbi Nizal mentions this many times in the Kut Imran. You have that pasuk in the Chumash where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in emuna, vayihi yodov emuna, and the Targum says prisan b'tzloi. His hands were outstretched in tefillah. So we see that tefillah is emuna. It's not big chachma. Rabbi Nizal said in yesterday's shir that when it comes to tefillah, the simpler the better. Hashem isn't looking for chachmas. He wants a person to pour out their heart like a humble poor person. The tefillah, the Oni, is the one that's accepted more quickly by Hashem than anybody else because of his simplicity, because of his humility. V'i'efshir lohovin inyan ha-tefillah b'shum seichel klal. Listen to this. This line here is a very, very important line because this comes up very often. People who come to Breslov who say, I don't understand. Could you explain to me tefillah? You know, could you explain tefillah? Could you prove it? Rab Nosson Zal says here, "I efsher lohovin inyan hatfila b'shum seichel klal." That with all the explanations, with everything we learn about tefillah, and there is a lot to learn, and there's a lot that makes sense, there's still a lot that we don't understand and we can't understand about tefillah. There are questions about tefillah that we can't understand. That's Rab Nosson Zal's words here. It's only when Mashiach comes that a higher level of understanding is going to be revealed that we're going to have the answers to those questions also. But now Rav Nosson Zal told us, look at this situation. You have Yaakov, who's Torah Shebichsav, and you have two options. You have Torah Shebal Peh, which everybody likes and everybody respects. The Misnagdim, the Chassid, no one has anything against Torah Shebal Peh. That's everybody. Then you have this other thing called Tefillah, which Rav Nosson Zal says that's very hidden and not nowhere near as popular as Torah Shebal Peh. Because Chachma, everybody goes for. People are attracted to that much more easily and readily than they are to Tefillah.